Hi, I'm Brad Rosley. Thanks for joining me today. Today's hot topic is 3 insurance mistakes you want to avoid making and how to do that. First mistake that people make is they have too low of a deductible on their insurances. I find this troubling, as insurance companies are reaping all the profits that you should be keeping in your own pocket. And let's use auto insurance as an example. Many people I know have a low insurance deductible for their auto insurance. Some have $250, some have $500. And they pay a premium to have that low of a collision insurance deductible. Well, the problem with that is, let's say you do go into the grocery store parking lot, and I think it's probably happened to everybody at some point. You back up and you didn't look as well as you should, and you get a little fender bender. You bring it in the auto body shop and you get the estimate, and with your $250 deductible, you find out you have a $600 claim. Do you make the insurance claim for $600? You're on the hook for the first $250, but what I found is a lot of people won't make the claim. Why do they not make the claim when that's why they have insurance? Well, as you might guess, the reason they don't make that claim is that they're going to save $250, but they know that if they make the insurance claim, what's going to happen to their premium next time? They're going to get an increase. So they said, okay, I'm just going to eat this cost. I'm not going to tell my insurance company, and therefore my premium's not going to go up. They're going to think I'm the best driver ever. But what are you doing with the $250 deductible? Same thing goes if your deductible is $500 on your insurance there. Let's say you have a $900 claim because you have a nicer car. Cars get more expensive to fix. It's more than just the bumper. Maybe it's a little bit more of a side panel gets hit. Well, now you have a $900 claim. Your insurance is $500 deductible. Do you make that claim for $900, knowing that you're on the hook for $500, the insurance company will pick up $400, but now you have a claim on your record? What's going to happen to your premium? It goes up. So what I found is many people are paying a higher premium to have the low insurance deductible, and then they don't use it when they have a claim. So I would suggest you have a higher collision deductible. Let's start with $1,000. If you have a $1,000 deductible on your car insurance, you'll save money in premiums every 6 months when you make your premium. Take that money, take the premium savings, and bank that somewhere, so that when you do have a fender bender, you'll have more money to go ahead and pay the claim. Mistake number 2 is a similar concept with your medical insurance. We all know that medical insurance rates are skyrocketing, and I don't see that stopping anytime soon. For years, people had low deductibles on their medical insurance, $250, $500, $1,000 even. And what happens, again, is that low deductible translates into a very high premium that you have to pay every month. Well, I'll use myself as an example on how I think is the best way to structure your medical insurance. I was with Blue Cross Blue Shield for many, many years. The premiums jumped and jumped and jumped every year until it became unaffordable. So I kept looking into it more and more, and I increased my deductible from $1,000 to $10,000. When I tell people I have a $10,000, they, oh my gosh, that's a lot. Well, it is a lot. But guess what? My premium every month went down $500 a month. That's a lot of money. When you don't have a lot of claims, I have a family of 5. I've got 3 children and a wife. We're all pretty healthy. But when I have a year where I don't have many claims, which is most years, the insurance company doesn't give me any money back. They keep that and they use it for other people's claims. So what I've done by increasing my deductible from $1,000 to $10,000, I've saved $6,000 a year, $500 a month times 12 months, and I banked that $6,000 in premium savings. And I use that money, actually put in a special bank account called a health savings account, which gives me a tax write-off for that amount each year. But now when I do have claims, and I'm on the hook for the first 10 grand, I've got $6,000 in premium savings to sit there and pull from. When I don't use it, it rolls over, whatever I don't use, and I do it again the next year. I have more information about this, health savings accounts, and other videos and blogs. But my point is, I keep more of my premium money and I raise my deductible. My third mistake that I find some people make is regarding life insurance. Life insurance is different than every other type of insurance in that you expect to have a claim. You will have one claim per person with life insurance. With your automobile liability, you expect to never have a claim. Same with your homeowner's fire insurance. You never expect your house to burn down. Life insurance, there's one death, one claim per person. You're going to have the claim. Unfortunately, most people don't have a claim on their life insurance because they drop their insurance before they die. Despite that, term insurance or temporary insurance is what most people in America should have. They should have that because it's extremely inexpensive and it's for the use if something happened to them and they died while they still had dependents that needed access to a large sum of money to pay their monthly bills or to pay off debt. However, for those people that have a little bit more money and can afford it, I believe the way to go is with permanent insurance, of which there's many forms. The different forms, there's a number of things to choose from there, and this is not the time to go in all those different types of permanent insurance. However, in my perfect plan for your retirement, what you'd have is a plan that allowed you to spend all your investments, your IRAs, your 401ks, your taxable accounts, and the asset that you would leave to your spouse or your beneficiaries would be income tax-free death benefit from your life insurance. So you have life insurance while you're young and your dependents need the lump sum death benefit to pay off liabilities and to provide income. But then at retirement, you would use that insurance to be the ultimate asset transfer vehicle because it's income tax free and available the exact day that you need it when you die, thus freeing up you to be able to spend and enjoy all of your lifetime savings for retirement. You can read about this and other blogs of mine on my website, lifeplanningtoday.com, and also you can see them on bradrosley.com. And I will be creating videos on this very subject, both the subject of retirement planning and of how to use your life insurance in more detail. So please subscribe to my video today and follow me on my blog sites as well. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.